Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Warming up while the temp's moving up. I don't know about warming up, cloudy and 22. That's what we're looking at right now. Tuesday, March 5th edition of the morning show. And our talk around always begins on Tuesday with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to have you in-house once again.
Great to be here.
And you brought me Chex Mix, Sherry. Thank you for that.
Not a problem.
From the bottom of my heart. All right. Like I said, it's like taking a little piece of Christmas with you.
Exactly.
Throughout the day. And Steve, you going to be okay, buddy?
I don't know. I just went the wrong way.
I had that happen to me the other night. I had a coughing fit while I was on the air trying to record some things. Nothing worse.
Yeah, there isn't.
Yeah. So, see, now you know how I feel.
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk numbers. We always start with you and the numbers, but you say that nothing's budging there.
Nothing's budging, and I don't see it budging coming down the road here either.
Well, that's weird. It's an election year. You'd think maybe they'd be jumping one way or another.
Well, you would hope so, but I don't see it happening.
Right. All right. I got to move on to the tough question now. I said this before we went on air, and so I got a tough one to ask now.
All right.
Actually, this isn't tough for the two of you because the experience that you've got. And this has to do with real estate ethics. There is a code of ethics that realtors have to follow. Talk a little bit about that. What does that involve? What does that entail?
So code of ethics is basically, what is ethical in our business and what is not ethical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. It's all agents have to retake this as a continuing ed course. And it basically just kind of brings to light things that we do in our business mm-hmm. that you really can't do because
right.
our job is to protect the buyer or the seller. And, of course, you don't want unethical things going on
mm-hmm, sure.
in this line of work because our job is for that buyer or seller to trust us. So we're doing everything we can to be in that ethical part.
Is it a lot of guidelines or is it, something that you just adopt when you get into this and just go, okay, this is what I'm going to need to roll with? Or does it change?
I think really when it comes down to it,
mm-hmm.
it's for any individual person, what's right or what's wrong,
right?
And you just take that right into real estate.
Sure.
So it really kind of carries over. So, there's a lot of guidelines, but, I think most people probably would live by these standards anyway.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Well, now having said that, let me ask you this. Again, with the amount of experience that the two of you have you seen other realtors where you just go, that's a little questionable?
We come across that every now and then, and we just kind of, you sit back and take a thought like, what's going on there? And,
mm-hmm.
We try and maintain that high level of trust
right.
in our line of work. So when you do see that, maybe bring that up to the agent if possible or to
sure.
their broker, because ultimately their broker is kind of in charge of them, if you will.
Right.
But yeah, we don't like to see that because we like to have a trustworthy relationship with
sure.
the public.
Absolutely. How long has Action Realty been in business? I thought of that the other day. It's like you guys been around for a while.
We have since 1986, I believe, Steve.
Actually, yeah.
86. Yeah.
Wow. And how many, ballpark, how many homes have you sold?
Oh, boy. That's a great question.
We'll just say quite a few. Quite a few and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Getting back to the ethics thing, because I was listening to this. Is there such a thing in the world of real estate? Because I've heard of it mentioned, especially with people that are selling their own homes. Is there such a thing as real estate fraud? Does that happen, or is that a term that exists?
I think there could be. An example of that would be someone is saying they're selling their house for a certain amount.
Yeah.
And maybe buyer and seller are in, if you want to say, cahoots together, and they get a higher loan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the buyer isn't totally paying that full price.
Oh, okay.
And so then cash moves under the table. But you know, that's it. There is an unethical thing.
See?
So
we're getting to the dark side of real estate here this morning. Maybe that's what got you all choked up, Steve.
Well, it probably did, but there is a dark side to real estate. I hate to admit it, but
well, there is to everything too. I mean, basically, when you look at
it. If you go look at the state level with the real estate commission, you can see where the complaints and the ethics violations are, and so you find out that somebody did something they weren't supposed to, and a lot of times, you know, the realtors are technically, by, I think, our ethics, supposed to turn each other in if they've done something officially wrong.
Sure.
Like everything else, I don't know that that always happens, but the buyer or the seller will.
Okay. Does the same thing hold true for appraisers? Is there a standard there that they have to, that they're held to?
There is. You know, and I think, I guess the biggest thing that comes to mind is that if they have any interest whatsoever in that property, they're supposed to, I guess, recuse themselves from doing that appraisal because it might influence them in some way.
So it is a conflict. I mean, you get into that conflict of interest thing.
Yep.
In a roundabout way.
You know, I guess, you know, way back when the appraiser thing started, you didn't have to be licensed, and any realtor at that time could become a licensed appraiser by just filling out a form.
Okay.
We would have been officially on board, but I know when Donna was my partner, we just thought maybe it might be a little bit of a conflict of interest. We just didn't want to put ourselves in that position, sure. So we chose not to do it.
That's smart, actually. All right, new listings. You got any for us? What can you tell us about?
Yeah, I'm working on one out in Milner, which is good. We've got one coming up in Breckenridge. And a couple that are in the works, so we'll see what happens.
All right. And people interested, they can just contact you, phone number.
642-4700.
Or they can just stop in right here in downtown Wampanoag.
Exactly, 419 right. Dakota Avenue.
I'm going to go have my checks mixed now.
Enjoy.
Steve and Sherry, always great having you in here to talk real estate. Every Tuesday, no tough questions from this point forward, I promise. It's Tuesday, March 5th. Welcome to the morning show. My name's Dablo, cloudy and 22 degrees. It's the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
A good cup of coffee and great morning radio.
Groovy.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10.
You are wonderful. You make my day every day.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Let their head down.